going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You said that the Knicks looked a little foggy.
They did, especially in the second half, really. In the first half, they played okay. They were fine. I don't think their defense was all that good. But their offense at least kept up with the Celtics.
Yes.
And then in the second half, the defense fell apart, and their offense, they just were not clicking. They weren't hitting shots. And again, really, you know, I don't want to just belabor this, but for anybody who wasn't listening earlier this morning, I just feel like, you know, OG Anunoby had his worst game. Jalen Brunson was certainly frustrated. He fouls out. Karl Anthony Towns fouls out. Stupid fouls, too, by the way. I mean, just really bad fouls. I mean, he's got no better than that. And they still cannot defend the three-point shot. It's just amazing how many open shots that the Celtics, have had in this series. And the first two games, they missed all those shots. In game four, the Knicks hit all their shots.
Yep.
You know, and then last night it comes down to, you know, sloppy play by the Knicks on defense, can't cover the 3-point shot, and Derek White is a killer. That guy is a killer, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I went and looked at his contract situation to see if he was going to be a free agent anytime soon, to see if he could be a Knick, because that's just a guy that you'd love to have on your team. But no, he is not. He signed a deal not that long ago. I mean, he's as confident as anybody when he lets it go from beyond the arc. And I'm more scared about him having the ball in his hands shooting than anybody else on the floor.
He's been on fire. And the other thing, too, is remember that, you know, Jaylen Brown has a 5-year, $286 million contract. And there's a reason why he has that contract. And I know that Jason Tatum is such a big personality and such a great player, and he's going to have to get his shots during the game. He's missing. So some of those poor 3-point shot attempts that Jason had taken in previous games are no longer a part of this. Now, I know he's a great shooter as well. And when he's on, he's virtually impossible to stop the Celtics.
Yeah.
But now he's out of the mix, and other players get more opportunities. And some of these players, whether it be Pritchard or whether it be Derek White or whether it be Jaylen Brown, are more than up to the task to continue to shoot the way that the Celtics normally shoot. And I think that's what we saw last night. We can say that their backs were up against the wall for sure. They lost their best player for sure, but they have so many good shooters on this team that if the Knicks don't defend a 3-point shot any better than they did last night, I mean, they could get knocked out in seven.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Alabama. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, what's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll get to the Knicks. Let's get to when did this show turn into Sally, Jesse, Raphael? You got some guy's marriage crumbling on the air, and then you got some woman who wants to play cornhole with Gio and Jerry in a dark room somewhere.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but this show's been like this since 20, what'd you guys start, 2007,
yeah, 2007
when Craig was here,
yes.
And then has continued through me being here. We do everything. We do current events and all sorts of stuff. We actually talk more sports today than I would have liked. So,
Well, yeah, what do you charge, $500 an hour?
What? I don't understand.
Yeah, what do you charge, $500 an hour?
$500 an hour for what?
Therapy.
Yeah, we are. We do give therapy. He's right.
Mike, I think you're a jerk and not funny at all. And I apologize that you don't like the content of the program, but you sat there for an hour on hold and decided to come on and do that. So I don't know what to tell you, but this is the program that we do, and you either like it or you don't like it.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Yep.
And we're going to keep doing it
that way.
That's
why we're here, babe.
Right. I mean, I've actually talked more Knicks than I wanted to today because it's been painful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a celebratory day at all.
No, it's not. It's been a miserable day, and outside it's miserable. You got the PGA Championship streaming in front of you. A little bit distracted with that.
I'm not distracted at all.
You told me you had a...
That was in a break. I said I was watching this. Enjoying it. I'm not distracted. No. Do I sound distracted?
Well, I mean, like, we've been talking about Knicks for 3 hours. And, you know, there's when you have five basketball players, it's really hard to... It's not a lot to talk about other than who had the bad game, who played poorly, who made the bad decisions, and what can't the winning team or what can't the losing team do when the winning team is hitting all their three-point shots. I mean, I think we've hit on every single aspect of this.
Right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
By the way, Chalamet was up there.
Yes.
Left Kylie Jenner. She went vacation, was posting bikini pics. He was at the game. So if anybody's still questioning, we had a Dr. K, his whatchamacallit, drama teacher call in yesterday. Guy was a Knicks fan back then in high school. Still a Knicks fan. But Chalamet went up there. Probably had a different experience than Tommy Lugauer and Paul Rosenberg and Evan Roberts.
I would think so.
Probably just a little bit different experience. It was sitting there courtside.
I bet you Timothy Chalamet puts a baseball hat on, could walk right in, nobody would even recognize him. I think if he walks in with that, his face and everything, he's going to be recognized.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he's that famous now. He also dresses... Like, he dresses to be seen. If you looked at his outfit last night, it was demonstrative.
Oh, really? Okay, so he has a handler.
Probably.
Dressed him up?
Probably.
Well, I didn't see the outfit.
Yeah, it was intense. It was to have a big coat, sunglasses. It was like, you know, he was going for a vibe last
night. Amazing to me. Did they, I don't remember seeing them pointing out any celebrities last night.
They didn't. I mean, Dave Portnoy was there. They didn't put him on
screen.
Yeah,
we could see Dave, of course. But what I'm saying, they did show a couple of the Knicks were there.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick was there. I think John Starks, of course, was there. I don't think Spree might have been with them. But they didn't show any celebrities like they do at all the Knicks games.
Well, there's not as many.
What do you mean there's not as many? I'm sure there were Knicks celebrities there. Mm. Sounded like the Knicks had really shown up, or the Knicks fans showed up pretty good last night.
Yeah, no, they did. You heard Deuce when he hit a three. I mean, they were definitely there. They were ready to go. But no, it was really just Portnoy and Chalamet and former Knicks that were there. You know, the Garden's got all the celebrity row and the whole thing.
The Illuminati.
By the way, I saw I don't know if Shannon Sharp was doing his regular podcast still, But all these clips of Portnoy and Shannon Sharpe came out last night, Dave did Club Shay Shay. Now, he was wearing the same Celtic shirt that he wore last night to the game in this interview. So I
Shannon's still doing that.
He's still doing it?
Yeah.
He's just not doing the ESPN
stuff right now until I'll get all that other controversy gets taken care of.
Yeah, so I don't know when that was filmed. I just assumed it was filmed yesterday because he was wearing the same exact Celtic shirt, but I guess it's possible that he wore that shirt on different days. But yeah, I mean, it was interesting. Some of the stuff they were talking about, they were hammering Jason Whitlock, they were talking about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the whole deal. So definitely curious to hear that whole thing come out. Did you listen to Theo Von and David Spade?
I did. Yes.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, I did like it. I like all the Theo Von ones.
Did you listen to Theo Von and Caleb Presley?
I did.
I heard that one yesterday, too.
That was a little strange how he kept thinking it was not going well. And I felt like yelling to him, like, if I could, this is the same as every one of your other podcasts.
I know. It's like, I don't know. This is probably the worst interview I ever did. Like, he kept going and saying that. I'm like, no, it's not. What are you talking about? You're probably making Caleb Presley feel terrible about it, you know, even though they're friends. So David Spade and Theo Von did a movie together?
Yeah, with their own money. I guess they got some backers, but they did it all themselves.
Wow.
About two adult busboys.
I mean, it sounds funny, and those two guys are funny. But I've also heard some of the nightmare low-budget things that they've been talking about. But I did listen to that the other day on my way home. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
Theo said he was off. He did yesterday. He did say on the Caleb Presley one, when he kept asking if it was bad, he did say he was off his meds.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he did drop that line one time. Huh. So I thought, maybe he's feeling a little edgier than usual.
Well, then when we saw the video.
Right.
Of him choking the dude in the bar. Interesting. Maybe not a great decision.
No.
Who knows? I don't
Stay
know.
Stay on the meds.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.